urgent, two cruisers, probably hostile. The signal had a galvanizing effect as both fleets ran to battle stations. But as Beatty closed on the enemy, his guns were strangely silent. Battle was joined. Der Tag was finally here. And now, the Vice Admiral's ships would be tested beyond their limits. The dreadnoughts, in line of battle, were steaming south. For all Beatty's numerical superiority, the exchange of fire was uneven. In fact, his own ship, HMS Lion, and the following ship, the Princess Royal, were both targeting Hipper's ship, Lützow, leaving one German battlecruiser, Der Flinger, totally unmarked. Further down the line, Tiger and New Zealand were both concentrating fire on Moltke. This firing pattern was decidedly to the Germans' advantage. Amidst the chaos, Beatty's flagship HMS Lion took the first serious blow. And if the fire had spread to these magazines, where the raw ammunition was stored, the whole ship could have exploded from the inside out. HMS Lion survived through a combination of heroism and good seamanship.